Hi, this is a dictation for patient Alicia Clark, ALICIACLARK. Date of birth is 9/28/1972. Date of accident 5/25/2024. And date of service is 11/27/2024. Patient is here for a procedure, interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injections with fluoroscopy and number 2 epidural grind. The patient underwent a LESI with the epidurogram as dictated in the template in a regular fashion. Tolerated the procedure well. She required a toradol injection for increased pressure that she felt in the lower back. 2 cc or 60 gram of toradol was provided intramuscularly into the left hip. The medical indications for the procedure are based on the MRI finding and the history. Patient was initially involved in an automobile accident leading to severe pain of 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the pain was shooting down to both legs. She also has injured in the neck, both knees, as well as in both shoulders and head. The MRIs were found positive for the following. She has a MRI bulging disc of the posterior disc with facet hypertrophy, facet effusion, ligament and phloem thickening at L3 and 4. L4 and L5, there is a disc herniation with superimposed right foramina annular tear and disc protrusion, along with ligament of phloem thickening and facet hypertrophy. And at L5S1, there is a facet hypertrophy resulting in bilateral foramina narrowing, mild spinal canal stenosis is present. It's believed that this injection, 4 to 5 injections, will bring her reasonable relief and put the patient on a recovery without adapting for surgery. Thank you.